What the heck is new? And what's the deal with treats? Hello, my lovely wizardlings. I am Trinity, the animal nutrition wizard and your host of this podcast. Welcome to lesson 16. I'll start by talking about some quick refreshers and exciting new updates, and then we shall dive into the topic of treats for dogs and cats, where I'll answer the what and the why. So let's get started. Here's what I've covered in my podcasts so far. How kibble is made, the basics of how to read a pet food label, a five-part series on how to feed your cat, what are byproducts and what are the main ingredients I say to avoid. I would like to clarify that it's a small list to keep it very simple and not overwhelm my new podcast listeners, but there are far more ingredients that are good to avoid when you can. So I just want to clarify for any of those who are concerned, this list is not all comprehensive, but if you're trying to stick to something small, there's only three that I recommend avoiding for sure. I've also explained who is involved in the loose regulation of pet food, how CBD works, and the important ways to go about choosing one. Then of course there are my mini-sodes, which so far have covered bunny nutrition, and I just started on guinea pig nutrition last month. If any of these interest you and you haven't already, please go check them out. Any of my previous podcasts that sound interesting to you. If you enjoy my podcast and want to support what I do, you can contribute to the learning by going to anchor.fm/ANW and clicking on support. Also super exciting to me anyway, hopefully to you, my website is underway and I couldn't be happier with it so far. My website is animalnutritionwizard.org. And while right now all you can see is, you know, this sort of pretty ethereal-looking welcome page letting you know the site is coming soon, I have been working behind the scenes with my brilliant younger brother who runs yourcomputer.expert to create a homepage, an about me page, and set up a scheduler and appointment setting page. I also have a few more things to hammer out, including a super secret part of the site that only those who grab one of my soon-to-come, soon-to-be-available Wizards Shopping Companion will be able to access. I'm also working on another free guide for my Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/AskTheWizard. This guide is going to be an in-depth look at tocopherols, as was voted for in my group. The first guide was all about montmorillonite clay, which is a common ingredient in pet food, and there's an even more in-depth version of it available to my patrons at patreon.com/AskTheWizard. So please remember, I do encourage questions and pet pictures in my group, so always feel free to join if you haven't, and post up any questions or adorable pictures of your pets that you would like. So that's all of the updates and refreshers that I have for you currently, so let's dig into the other topic I wanted to pass along today, and that is treats. Let's talk about treats. Now, this is not going to be an all-inclusive look at treats, but I will try to cover a decently broad spectrum as I can in a short time and just kind of go over the basics. Sorry, by the way, if your dog heard me say the T word and got all excited. My own dog perked up her ears when I said it. I'm pretty sure she can spell it at this point. And that's actually a good starting point. Should you give your pet treats? They certainly seem to think so, and I say undoubtedly yes. There are many different uses and benefits to treating your dog, cat, or small pet. It makes you feel good. It makes your pet feel good. It rewards them when they've done a behavior that you like. It is an easy, fun way to bond and strengthen your relationship with your pet, and it's a neat, easy way to provide supplementation into your pet's diet. It's also good for your pet's mental health. It's part of an area of research collectively known as the psychology of happiness. The enjoyment of anticipation is, in many cases, better than actually receiving the thing you were waiting for. Research by the Department of Psychology in the University of Colorado has shown that anticipation, that people are happier in the anticipation of a holiday than they are in remembering the actual experience. Anticipation is actually what's generating the happiness, and it provides an improved feeling of well-being. This is also true for our pets, and some of the most experienced, effective dog trainers know this, which is where positive reinforcement comes along, and they know that food affects your pet's brain chemistry too. There's a site from Victoria Stillwell called positively.com, and she points this out very succinctly, so I will read from her site this short part about the benefit of providing treats. If a dog is presented with food before he reaches a high stress level in the presence of a stimulus that scares him, a positive emotional response occurs. There are circuits in the dog's brain that encourage seeking or hunting behavior, and circuits that elicit the fear response. When you present food to your dog, you turn on his seeker system, effectively turning off the fear. This is actually something I've heard from Temple Grandin as well. This is one reason why using food for activities such as scent work is so valuable for fearful and/or aggressive dogs. Essentially, turning on the thinking brain deactivates the emotional brain. This is a very simplistic way of putting it. Enhancing a dog's attentiveness with positive motivation and allowing him to move into a calmer state where learning can take place. Because food is incompatible with fear, using food treats for teaching is incredibly valuable, especially when it comes to modifying a dog's anxiety and stress. So, of course, when you're trying to train your dog, the anticipation of reward is what motivates your dog forward. They know they're going to get it, they just don't know when, and that feeling is good for their well-being, because anticipating good things makes us happy. And as Victoria Silwell pointed out, it's also hard for a normally anxious dog to be scared when they're anticipating a good thing. This, on top of all the other reasons I provided, is a really good reason why treating your dog is an important, beneficial aspect of nutrition. When you are not stressed out, your body can function better, and that is, of course, just good biology. It's worth taking a moment to mention that you may have a dog or a cat that is not food motivated. Some of you out there listening may be thinking, there's no dog like that. But there really are, many in fact. This tends to be more the case with working and herding dogs in my experience. Many cattle dogs, Australian shepherds, heelers, and plenty of others are more interested in work. They're more focused and alert. They just simply don't have time for treats, so they're less motivated by and interested in treats. I've also seen this behavior in everything from poodles to Shiba Inus. That's okay. That just means you have to get creative in how to reward your dog. It might be by giving them a walk. It might be playing with them. Sometimes they feel rewarded simply by a good scratch behind the ear and telling them how good they've been. It depends on the dog. I will note that there has been some research showing that many dogs do actually prefer praise to treats, so it's good to switch it up. Now, if you're wondering what kind of treats are appropriate, I have some answers for you here. The best treats to give your dog or cat include a single ingredient, freeze-dried or roasted meats, such as freeze-dried lamb liver or bits of, say, fresh rotisserie chicken from the People Food Store. If your dog likes berries, then fresh organic blueberries are a fantastic treat to throw into your rotation. Lots of dogs also love watermelon, raspberries, bananas, and other organic fresh fruits that I approve of. An important word of caution is don't overdo it with the fruit. The extra fiber can also cause gas and bloating, and you should never feed a dog grapes. Grapes can cause kidney failure in a certain percentage of dogs, and it's simply not worth the risk. I don't really recommend feeding fruits, and especially not veggies, to cats. However, the occasional blueberry for a cat is totally fine and is actually a nice way to get antioxidants and disease-fighting phytonutrients into their diets. Just keep in mind that cats are obligate carnivores, and carbs are already a huge part of far too many cats' diets, so it's preferable to give them freeze-dried or roasted meats. I would avoid jerkies, as there has been years of studies linking jerky treats to Fanconi syndrome in dogs. And lastly, you should vary your treats. Incentive motivation, preference, and ultimately the enjoyment and benefit of the treats you provide will be exponentially increased if you vary your dog or cat treats instead of just giving them a single, constant, never-changing treat. The Animal Cognition, Behavior, and Welfare Group in the UK and the Division of Animal Welfare in Switzerland performed a small study where they found a high percentage of their subjects strongly preferred varied treats. And they concluded that although some individuals, they mean pet dogs here, may prefer a single favorite food reward in the short term, introducing variation in reward types may maintain dogs' motivation in operant tasks over a longer time period. There's also, as I've stated before, a lot of benefits to variety. You're less likely to end up with a picky pet, but you're also less likely to cause stomach upset and flavor fatigue when you are sticking to one single flavor, food, or treat. In short, giving your dogs and cats treats is good for them. It's good for you, it's good for your relationship with your pet, and it's incredibly beneficial to their health, as long as the treat you are providing them is healthy. Avoid jerkies, grapes, and stick to single ingredient meat treats as much as possible. Vary the treats you give your pets, and for those not very motivated or excited by treats, you can find other, more creative ways to reward them and give them that all-important feeling of anticipating a good thing. Remember, all dogs like praise. Thank you guys, as always, for listening to my podcast. I hope you learned something new and interesting today. And remember, nutrition is magic.
Hey listener, I'd like to tell you a bit about the Animal Nutrition Wizard. She is an independent pet nutrition coach and the host of this podcast, Trinity Thresher. She currently has certifications from Nina Liu and Holly and Hugo, 6 years of experience in the field, and does independent study and research. She provides coaching, consultations, guides, and more through donations only, whereas the average cost for a pet nutrition consultation ranges from $75 to $500. The ultimate goal is to create a nonprofit organization that provides these benefits on a larger scale, and to create a certification program for the Animal Nutrition Wizard's seal of approval for members of the pet food industry to strive to achieve. This seal would let pet owners know that products using it are safe and healthy. Your support is the driving force that helps to maintain and grow this dream. Thank you.